Lord God, your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Please help us to hear your word today, to understand it and apply it to our lives, and to put it into practice, that we might walk the way of Christ through this life and into the next. In Jesus' name, amen. By the rivers of Babylon, we sat down and wept when we remembered Zion. On the willows there we hung up our harps, our captors there asked us for songs, and our tormentors asked us for mirth, saying, "Sing us a song of Zion." But how are we to sing the Lord's song in a strange land? These words from Psalm 137 were written at the lowest point in the history of God's people. Those who sit by the rivers of Babylon are Israelites, sons of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, those whom God has rescued from Egypt, those whom God has guided through the desert, citizens of Israel, the land of the prophets, the nation of great kings, the home of the temple, the keeper of the commandments of God himself, a chosen people, precious in God's sight. How did they end up here in Babylon? Forcibly deported from their homes, their families, captives, slaves, laughed at, taunted. Oh, that they were back in Jerusalem. Then they would sing. But here, in Babylon, far from all they knew and loved, far from family and friends, far from the sure signs of God's presence in his temple. And so God's people cry out in anguish, "How can we sing the Lord's song here? In Babylon, in this strange and foreign land." I wonder, can you identify with the Israelites? Have you been to Babylon? Are you there now? A place of pain and suffering, a place far from all that you know and love, a place where you do not know how you got there and you certainly don't know the way back. Have you been to Babylon? A place where the old certainties are gone and you can't get your bearings and your heart cries out, "God, why is this happening? Where are you? How can I sing your song here in this strange and foreign land?" It's in this context that God's people would have received the prophecy of Jeremiah, the second passage from our summer sermon series, our Old Testament lesson this morning. "For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope." Jeremiah 29, verse 11. The prophet Jeremiah was one of the three major prophets of the Old Testament, along with Isaiah and Ezekiel. He began his prophetic ministry in 626 BC, the 13th year of the reign of King Josiah of Judah. He continued to speak God's message to the people of Israel's southern kingdom until their exile in Babylon, four decades later. Jeremiah's message was essentially one of doom and gloom. God's people had turned their back on God too many times, and now God was going to punish them. Unsurprisingly, Jeremiah's message did not make him popular. Speaking God's word does not always bring you friends. And his message was not believed by many. God warned Jeremiah of this, but compelled him to set his word before the people anyway. One day they would think back to what he had said and they'd understand. But even in the midst of the denunciations and warning of impending punishment, there were glimmers of hope. "I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future and hope. And all those years later, as God's people sacked by the rivers of Babylon, crushed and defeated, we can imagine that their minds turned back to those words of Jeremiah. What was it he'd said? I know the plans I have for you. Plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you future with a hope. Could it be true? Could it be that although they'd been so ill-treated, God had not given up on them? Could it be that even in Babylon, God was there, working out his purposes, planning a good future for them, a future with hope? Could it be true? Indeed, it was. Though a mother forgets the baby at her breast and has no compassion on the child she has born, I will not forget you, the Lord says in Isaiah 49:15. Now this passage from Jeremiah, our passage for today, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. It's a real Christian favourite, isn't it? Go to a Christian bookshop, you'll find cards with the verse printed inside. It's a wonderful encouragement from God to his people. It reminds us of some really important Christian truths. We're known by God. He has plans for our lives. His plans are good. Jesus fleshed out these truths in some of his teaching. Sermon on the Mount. Jesus taught that God knows even the number of hairs on our head. There's nothing that's hidden from God, nothing about us. Even the things we keep hidden, we think we keep hidden deep down inside. The hopes we dare not share, the dark secrets we try to hide. We are known by God. In the lives of his followers, Jesus showed his planning for their lives. Peter, you're the rock upon which I'll build my church. His disciples, Jesus said, I will make you fishers of men. To the church, Jesus said, you will be my witnesses. God has plans for his people's lives. And alongside the warnings he gave his followers of hardship and suffering, Jesus promised his presence and the help of his Spirit and a glorious future in the kingdom. Jesus has good plans for his people. We're known by God. He has plans for our lives, and his plans are good. Are we willing to seek those plans out and to walk in them? But I wonder if this passage from Jeremiah may have special relevance to some of us today, or might take on particular significance at certain points in our lives. Some of us may feel that right now we are in Babylon. It may be as a result of our own sin. We've turned our back on God like the Israelites did. Like sheep, we've gone astray. And God has allowed us to reap the consequences of our actions. Not because he's a vindictive God, but rather because he needs to bring us to our senses, to help us see the error of our ways, to turn us back to him. Maybe some of us today are sitting by the rivers of Babylon wondering, is this it? Is it over? Surely there can be no way back. And maybe we need to hear the words of the prophet Jeremiah. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. There can be a return from Babylon to the promised land. If my people who are called by my name, says the Lord, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Others of us may feel that right now we are in Babylon, and it may be that we've got there by circumstances beyond our control. Life has gone wrong. Maybe seriously so. Others perhaps have caused us deep pain. Our faith, which was once so sure and steadfast, is hanging by a thread. And we look back to times past when we walked on the mountaintops of Israel and drank from the overflowing vats and were satisfied with milk and honey. And we think, how did I get here? What's happened? Where is God in all this? And maybe we need to hear the words of the prophet Jeremiah again. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. There can be a return from Babylon. Jesus said, a bruised reed he will not break and a smouldering wick he will not snuff out. And some of us, maybe today, we will feel the pain of those we know and love who are in Babylon. Our husbands, wives, children, parents who've turned their back on the Lord, and we weep for them as they reap the consequences of their actions. And we wonder what hope there is for them. And maybe we need to hear the words of the prophet Jeremiah for them. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. There can be a return from Babylon. Do not be anxious about anything, says the prophet, says St. Paul. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. My message for you today is this. Have faith. Have faith. It did not look good for the Israelites as they sat by the rivers of Babylon, as they wept over what they had lost and endured the taunts of their captors. But as they set their eyes not on their current circumstances, but on the promises of God, then hope could begin to stir their souls again. Have faith. It is not without reason that the writer of the letter to the Hebrews says, fix your eyes upon Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. Let's fix our eyes upon Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. For he knows the plans he has for us, and they're good plans for our welfare, to give us future with a hope. In Jesus' name, amen.